Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I told you that when the Dow Jones Industrial Average crashed more than 25% at the onset of the pandemic lockdowns from March 9 to 16, 2020, this happened even though the Federal Reserve Bank made almost $1 trillion of emergency liquidity injections during that time to the 24 primary trading partner banks of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Such massive government propping up of the stock markets was a sign that America's financial system was in a serious crisis. As a member of the public whose personal finances were put at risk, wouldn't you want to have known this was going on? And also, which of the supposedly safe and strong banks received tens of hundreds or billions of federal dollars during this time? Did you also wonder why the regular media didn't report this then? It turns out that government regulations don't require the Federal Reserve to report the details of these emergency liquidity injections to Congress until the end of the calendar quarter, 2 years after these funds were distributed. So Congress and the public were forced to wait until 15 days ago to get the details. When the information was finally released March 31st this year, the report only listed individual transactions with no totals provided. Still, you can add up how much the largest beneficiaries received out of this total of more than $944 billion. When you do, you find out that during those 8 critical days, JPMorgan Chase Bank received more than $132 billion of loans. Japanese firm Nomura collected $125 billion. Citigroup and Barclays each received almost $100 billion. Goldman Sachs picked up $72 billion. Receiving more than $50 billion each were the French bank BNP Paribas, Germany's Deutsche Bank, and Switzerland's Credit Suisse. Taking in $30 to $40 billion apiece were Japan's Daiwa, the Royal Bank of Canada, the Bank of Nova Scotia, and Cantor Fitzgerald. Since the regular media still has not given you this information, you need to keep tuning in to these commentaries. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.